Welcome, guys, to my podcast. If you're new to this podcast, please follow me on Spotify. But also, guys, as I said before, guys, we are going to talk about the top 10 Disneyland rides. So we're going to talk about like the top 10 Disney rides at Disneyland. So if you guys love to go to Disneyland, it's awesome. This is my there'll be other episodes of for my podcast for you guys. So go check that out, and yeah. So yeah, go check that out. Just go check that out, and yeah. All right, let's go do the top 10 Disney rides. Okay, coming in at number 10 is Splash Mountain. This is also going to be replaced for a new ride called, based off the, Princess and the Frog ride. Yeah, so that's coming up at top 10. Coming up on number 9 is the Matterhorn, which is also, they're replacing the Yeti with Marshmallow from Disney's Frozen. That's right, they're updating a little bit, so it's gonna be a little bit different, but it's gonna be the same ride, but inside it's gonna be different. So yeah. And coming in at number 8 is Space Mountain. Now, Space Mountain has been with Disney, and this ride is pretty cool. I kind of like it. I've been on it so many times. They changed this ride for many reasons, especially for Halloween, and also I think they changed it when Star Wars Hyperspace Mountain. Basically, it's like a Star Wars theme. So that's coming up at number 8? Yeah. Okay. Now coming up at number 7 is the Indiana Jones Adventure Temple of the Forbidden Eye. That's at number 7. Now this is an iconic ride, especially because it involves a music composer of John Williams, who provided the music for Indiana Jones. And also Harry Potter too, so it's pretty cool to actually hear his music inside the ride itself. So it's pretty cool. And coming at number 6 is the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Now, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad is one of the wildest rides in the wilderness. It's also a roller coaster that has slight turns, slight drops, and also has a TNT effects at, pretty cool, and it's an awesome ride. I kind of like it. Okay, and coming up number 5 is A Small World, which is also this Small World debuted at the New York's World's Fair, and it made its home back to Disneyland for the opening day of ceremony. So it's pretty cool to actually have that. And it's pretty cool. Coming up at number 4 is Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. Now, this is one of my favorite rides of all time, and I think I did a video of this a couple days ago before COVID, when I came back from my cruise, basically. So yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, this is one of the best rides ever. Basically, you're on this like car, and it's pretty cool. It's based off The Wind in the Willow, which is one of my favorite movies. So basically, it's pretty cool, and it's a good ride. All right, now coming up at number 3, guys, is one of the hauntiest rides of all time, The Haunted Mansion, which is also one of Walt's own creation. Basically, you're drawn into the stretch room, and then you head down to the hall where you see these paintings, and they come to life by this storm. by the lightning. And they're on this boogie, as they say. So basically, this is one of the iconic Disney rides at Disneyland. And also, it's also at Disney World. So it's pretty cool to actually have that. But basically, this is one of the iconic rides that you will have totally, you know, memorized. And coming up at number two is Pirates of the Caribbean. Now, this is one of my favorite ones because they did reboot this with Johnny Depp prop. Basically, they have like three of the animatronic Jack Sparrow. Number one, the first one is where you see him between the dresses. That's where the guy, you know, he. And then the other one is he's in the barrel. And then the other one is surrounded by gold. So it's pretty cool. I kind of like it myself. And coming up at number one is Star Wars Rise of Resistance. Now, this is brand new. This is really cool. It's a trackless ride. Basically, on this ride, you try to escape the Empire. That's right. You try to escape, like, from Kylo Ren. So you basically, he kidnaps you as a prisoner, then you try to escape, and then blah 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 blah. It's a really awesome ride. I recommend you guys go on it. I don't know how long the line is, but you might like it. It is awesome. And basically, you can, if you really want to go on it, you can also create your own Star Wars story on this one. It's pretty cool because it's, this ride is actually in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which is at a Disneyland resort. So it's pretty cool. It's also at the Disney World as well. So it's pretty cool to actually, you know, love that. Alright. Well, thank you guys for listening. And before I end this podcast, I'm going to be doing future podcasts for you guys for the rest of the day, for Monday, Tuesday, and that's it. It's Monday, Tuesday. So yeah. But yeah, I think that's it. That covered. Okay, good. Well, thank you guys for listening, and hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, magical day. And see you guys later. Peace out. Peace.